Blog Talk Radio.
We are one in the Spirit, one in the Lord, one in the Spirit, one in the Lord, and we pray that our unity this day will be restored, and they'll know we are sisters and brothers by our love, and they'll know we are sisters and brothers by our love. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a regular here on Blog Talk, but it's been a little while since I've been in. Tonight, November 17th, 2017. So 11-17-17. Oh, my God, I've missed you all. I've missed you. It's been a minute. It's been a year and a half since I've done one of these shows. Yes, again, let me start it off right. Welcome. It's the Friday night hangout, the return. Well, you know, I just like talking. Pretty much. But right now, my ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to be of service to you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've so missed you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So how you guys doing out there tonight? It's the Friday night hangout again. This is One in the Spirit. I am your host, Vaughn Robert. It's the show where you were the cause and I am the effect. Thank you for giving me something cool to do. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. So glad to be back amongst you, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I'm going to just tell the story. I was just looking at this. I just signed back up for this service tonight to be a service, One in the Spirit. I'm going to get into the story about that a little bit later on, but what's going on, but give me a few seconds. I need to promote. But being back of service to you as, man, this thing, man, a talk show host, a blog show talk show host, ladies and gentlemen, it's, you know, what can you do? I am here in service to you by talking about what I talk about. You know what I'm saying? There's so much I got to talk to you about. I'm kind of excited right now. First, let me apologize. That song that I just sung as the show started up, that song is why this show is called One in the Spirit. For those of you who know me, and again, I know there's a lot of you who followed the show. I don't know who you are for the most part. I'm thankful for you, but I tell the story how this actually even started, the One in the Spirit show. I don't know if you call it a show because you might see you. You're actually listening to me, so it's another matter. Be that as it may, the way I started this show was somebody, I was going to a group, I was in Hawaii when the show started at, and I was just talking to somebody and actually, and in short of it, decided to do the show. I started up One in the Spirit, it just came, what's going to be the name, it just automatically popped out. But I was just looking at this as I signed back up for the service today to be a service to you. it'll be a year and a half and a couple of, well, excuse me, 4.5 years to the day that I actually started this blog, which was essentially what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go ahead and talk. You know, you either listen, you can ride with me, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's been 4.5 years. But I need to apologize because I've actually never actually sung that song for you. You know, I just started training vocally because I just can't take it no more. I got to use it. It's in there, just get out and do something with that. And as I started up, it just got closer and closer to start time, and I was excited. I was like, just sit down. I just like, no, I'm just going to go hit him with that one in the spirit love, son. You know, I tell that story how the minister, I was going to a church that was based on an astral theology. The great minister Saladin here in Detroit. You get him, you know, I imagine you, when I hook back up with him, he'll call in and he'll actually share some stuff with you as well. And you can be blessed by, you know, what this gentleman has to offer, and maybe as much as I have. Yeah, good luck with that, though, because, you know, I recognize the blessings where they come from. So, yeah, I bet you, you're going to try to tell me you recognize the blessings better than me. Boy, I bet you better ask somebody. I just give thanks to just thanks. Thanks for you. You know what I say, man? Thanks for giving me something to do, cool to do. You're just giving thanks, and this stuff, you just keep giving it to you. But I got to tell you something, though. The weirdest thing just happened. As excited as I'm just talking to you right about. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. I'm finna get up there. When I get on there, boy, and I call the number. I haven't been on for like a year and a half, so the studio that comes with this particular program has a call in, and they'll change them. They don't play with these numbers. I don't understand. I think I just got shook down for $3. But I had to do it. Now, be honest with you, if I could tell you the story, when I first started One in the Spirit, the same thing happened. I didn't get to show off the day I was supposed to get it done. I was supposed to do it for my brother's 50th birthday. I had a tablet hanging around in Hawaii, and I had the tablet, and I went to the studio for the sticks. I did it at the library. I'll tell you that story later on, though. But I went to the library, and I was doing it on the computer there. But when the time to get on the tablet, my tablet didn't support Blog Talk's platform, whatever they do with their tech stuff. So I was like, oh man, hey, so I can't get back in. So I have to actually, the first show was a miss. Now I'm starting up a year and a half again ago. It's the last time I've visited you with these episodes. You know what I'm saying? Since I visited you with them episodes, you know, the same thing happens. But if you understand the beauty of it, like I said, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to say you recognize the blessings better than me, boy. I bet you. But it asks me right now, man. I'm trying to learn you. Get your thankfulness up, baby. I'm trying to tell you. But here's the thing. I had to wait on I didn't panic. In the old days, I'd be like, oh, you must have sinned or some shit. I was like, man, damn. You know what I'm saying? Calm the hell down. So I don't panic. I'm just sitting. I'm comfortable where I'm at. And you know I'm in another spot. You know, y'all know how I do it. Those of you who know One in the Spirits, Vaughn Robert. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. That'd be me. You already know. It's, you know, nothing but thanks with me. You already know what it is. So, you know, I do this every now and again where I'm talking in the middle and your thoughts just run off on you. Anyway, where was I? It's all over the place. You know, again, you know what it is? It's your host, Ron Robert, because it's the show where your host is all over the map talking about one subject. You know, I say it because it sounds cool, but truthfully, I'm like that. It's kind of hard for me to be in a relationship with people because this last one, she told me, she was like, look, man, I'm with you for a minute, but then you're like, what the fuck did... Yeah, that's what happens. You know what I'm saying? But, again, you know, just talking about the blessings, you know, you bet you bet ain't going to be more thankful than me. Basically what I was talking about last time. You know what I'm saying? But since the things that we I'm going to talk about all about and just having the fun of how we do things, of how life is, can be. You know what I'm saying? But it's all based on what you say. That's what you got to understand. Everything that's happening is you're actually basically saying it to yourself. What basically, one in the spirit is the concept that all of us, and it's kind of ironic how I say this, though, about it's a show where you I'm the host, you're the cause, I'm the effect. They can give me something cool to do. But at the same token, you know, it's giving you basically something to do. Y'all can tell I lost my thought there again there. But, you know, once one in the spirit is it's all one. And it's kind of ironic how I say, you know, I don't know most of the followers of the show, though there are a few. You know what I'm saying? I'll be honest. If I was trying to be famous, if it was all about just being famous, I'm like, I don't know if this is what. But I was like, well, you know what? You start from nothing. I'm just somebody like really just almost just got like led into this. You know what I'm saying? And just one right, you know, the way it happened for me, you know, the story that I'm kind of relating to you, you know, and to be in that situation where give me a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Let me go back to the part where this was late. I don't know how that even happened. And they hit me with a number on here. But the number was not included with my phone plan. So I get basically shook down for $3. I get shook down for $3. Now I can call in. As soon as I call, it's all good. But instead of at 11 o'clock, it's actually 11:11. That's one of the things that I talk about, you know, like numerology. I think all things are numbers. You know what I'm saying? I think everything related is some kind of mathematical become shape and matter and all this kind of stuff. But that's the type of stuff I want to talk about, though. You know what I'm saying? One in the spirit, because everything is one anyway. You know what I'm saying? The Shack, that is what's up. Oh, that was a good movie. I haven't seen it all the way through yet, but I'll tell you all about that book in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But one of the Fridays Hangout, it's just about doing what I'm doing right now. We just kicking it. But we're not poisoning ourselves. We're not deluding ourselves. We're just kicking it on a mental, I don't want to say a mental, spiritual level. You know what I'm saying? A being level. I honestly believe this. That when we put the religious tint on some stuff, it kind of messes us off. You know what I'm saying? And I know I put in the description, I said, like, you know what? I'm going to I'm gonna be, you know what I mean? I'm gonna be like kids' gloves off. I still don't want to be mean towards nobody, but I'm gonna be truthful with you, because the stuff, the Friday night hangout, is the stuff that, you know what I'm saying, it's just good, deep. I wouldn't even call it a deep conversation, you know, because that made people think they're intellectual. He's like, you feel it. What I'm talking about is actually discussing the everything that, you know, everything that is. You feel me? So, what I'm saying, oh, you know what, this lady didn't ever call in. Give me a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody hit you. Oh, here you go. All right, so, okay, all the tests is going. Okay. You know what, to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, give me a few seconds. All right, I made it up a little bit wrong. I see what she wants, so she wouldn't call her name. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I know, again, this is a show where folks is all over the map talking about one subject, which is to me, and I'm all over the place. What I want to talk about on these shows are deep subjects, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like to say God, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I don't even like to say God, because, you know, it's like saying that you can put that all thing, you can put a name on it. That's, to me, so wrong. So, you know, I can't, but, you know, there's some deep, some stuff I like to discuss. You know, so just start, you know, it's a Friday night hangout. You know, some people like to go out and drink. Some people like to go out and party, you know, bar, whatever you're doing. You know, but some of us are like, yo, the deeper mysteries of life type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Let me just go come back on something I was talking about, as a matter of fact. You know, I'm talking about this as a show. I wouldn't call it a show. I'm just basically talking. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I'm here by myself. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about what I'm talking about. Now, somebody's connecting with me. This is like sending a signal into space, if you would, and getting answered back by what I see in the results box. Because technically speaking, nobody knows you. You know what I'm saying? It's not the point of trying to be famous. You know what I'm saying? Although I like to get nice and paid for this, to be honest with you, it's not about getting famous for me, but the most important thing is that, you know, to be of service to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Be, you know, help out on some stuff. Help raise the level of things, you know, in that sense. You know, other than that, you know what I'm saying, everything else is extra. You feel what I'm saying? It's all gravy, ham, and steaks anyway. But, you know, the stuff you do, I like to talk about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking maybe some of you out there like to talk about the stuff I'm going to talk about. Now, the original reason, original Friday night, wasn't the Friday night hangout. I started that back in 2015, which was a pretty good thing for us, you know, those of us who heard each other, you know what I'm saying, those of us who came together with understanding what we were talking about, you know what I'm saying, just by, you don't really know who you're actually going to connect with when you send this thing out. This is like that deep stick, that satellite they send way out, and they put the thing with the disc. And if somebody's finding me, and there's mankind and all that kind of stuff, and what our history and stuff like that on it, it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So the stuff I like to discuss on here, you know, be like that. Be like that. So, like, for one, I want to start off with the reading of stuff I started off talking about on a Friday, when Friday when Woman in Spirit went through 3 days back in 2014 on a Friday night. Well, I opened this up. Was it called the Friday Night Hangout then? But you know what it was. I started talking about some two different things that I saw that converged on me. One jumped into my hand, which is a book called Beyond the Source, written by a gentleman named Guy Stephen Needler. Actually came up to me, came through me in two books. Books one and two, Beyond the Source. And something that somebody gave me when I was in Hawaii, a gentleman named X, gave me something called the Hidden Hand with the Illuminati. It was a printout, though. It wasn't on. I didn't have a tablet at the time. I was just hanging out in Hawaii. And I'd read it. It was kind of thick. I read the whole thing. If it was in order, I don't know, because what it is some kind of chat room thing. It's kind of some super secret agents or some stuff like that, right? So. But at the same time, give me a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen. The Friday night stuff. He gave me the Hidden Hand with the Illuminati thing, but I don't know if it was in order or not. But I did read it. But I seem to have missed something. The basic concept being, the basic concept being of that was talking about the infinite one. Now, as we understand all your concept, most people's concept of what we call God. God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you call it, go with. You see what I'm saying? Whatever you call it, go with. Now, I'm trying to get a sense. Because it's actually, to me, it's speaking to me because I'm not really looking for it. I keep on seeing the same kind of pattern emerging story. See, I'm kind of, it's like this infinite one seeking to come in aware and want to know itself. Like, yo. But to me, that whole question of the whole God thing, and I mean, don't mean to be disrespectful when I say the God thing because it's a whole other matter, actually. But I don't mean to be disrespectful when I say, you know, start to actually, there was a book I read about 13 years ago called The Man's Eternal Quest, a gentleman named Paramahansa Yogananda. It was some of his work. It was somebody speaking to him. He didn't write it again. I don't know why I gotta say that, but he didn't write it, but he said, but it was a book of profound wisdom. You know, at a time when I was actually becoming, you know, get like I am right now towards my journey. But there was a chapter in the book which just happened to be the shortest chapter in the book. And that chapter was Who Made God? I don't remember exactly what that chapter said, but there was a scripture at the footnote of one of these chapters. And it's actually to this day my favorite scripture. I remember it so well. And there's a part of it that makes so much sense to me, you know. So that scripture being from Rig Veda says, not being was not. Being was not then. The one breathes windlets of its own power. Beyond this, there was not whatsoever. The root of being and not being is found by sages tracing it with understanding in their hearts. See, as it turns out, that scripture right there that I just quoted, which is at the footnote of that one of the pages in the shortest in that profound book, Man's Eternal Quest, turned out to have so much more to it. That seemed to be, that was a very abbreviated version, but perfectly abbreviated, though. I don't know why just that much was out, but to me, that much made sense. Now, that's something that I saw, right? So now, I'm looking at the God angle. I get it away from the church angle, to be honest with you. You know, and I'm like, yo, was somebody telling you what God was? Or do you know? Or what do you think? And as it was, you know. Chilling right now. I'm back in Detroit, so November is really fall is right now. But like what I was saying, I'm talking about the way I see these things, and, you know, there were some connecting things, some views that I was coming across, like I'm telling you about with this infinite one, and then with the Beyond the Source materials. This is one of some of the books that jumped off the shelf in my hand. I like to say, you know, obviously they didn't physically do that, but they were in my hand somehow or another. Somehow my attention was drawn to grab that book. But thinking about it, I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. I just align myself. Get more out for you. Thank you for joining one of us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. I'm going to get back with y'all. First of all, before I go, though, to Miss Paula, read Wines. Y'all go get she has an album, A Place in Heaven, on Spotify. I haven't heard it yet, but sure it's pretty good. Be that as it may. I'd like to thank her for contacting me and asking me to give her that plug, which is what we'll do here on One in the Spirit from time to time and as it's needed. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Vaughn Robert, signing out.